Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Walsall West Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley, and the third quarter is about to get underway. This Evergreens team has not played from behind much. In fact, this is the first time. Well, no, they trailed at halftime at Superior. This is the second time that they have started the second half facing a deficit. The Evergreens will get the ball to start the second half. You know, Coach Matt Bullis did not keep his team in the locker room very long during halftime. This is normally a very loose Everest team. I think they were in there for only about 3 or 4 minutes, then came back out to shoot around off the inbounds, down low, and scoring is Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews got a nice entry pass there from Michaela Poggle, kind of hung there and was able to bank it in. So the Evergreens on the first possession cut it down to 5. And now it's into Jasmine Sam's hands. Sam's is going to be guarded here by Molly Tice. And Molly Tice plays with 2 fouls. Michaela Poggle's got 3. Pass down low. It's turned over. Taken away by Haley Kroll. Evergreen's trying to get some momentum going here. Molly Tice right into the front court. Pass goes down low. Spinning and a little too strong is Michaela Poggle. Poggle gets her own rebound and puts it back in. 27-24 at Walsall West, just like that, wants a quick timeout. Quick 4 points, and we're going to have a 30-second timeout here. As that's the start that the Evergreens needed here in the third quarter. Just like that, a 7-point deficit is down to 3, 27-24. Evergreens basketball on Fox Sports brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. And Glenray Radiators, quality and service go hand in hand at Glenray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Call them Glenray Radiators. Walsall West will have the ball, but now off the timeout, they'll have to go the length of the court and they'll have to inbound against the full court pressure of DC Everest. Kira Colbeck, double teamed in the backcourt, and she picked up her dribble. She's in trouble there, and it's a turnover. Taken away by Haley Krill, and there's a pass blocked out of bounds, no call. Michaela Poggle was planted on the seat of her pants as she was going up for that shot. She's kind of slow to get up, too. Out of bounds off Walsall West, but boy, she should be at the free throw line. Long inbounds pass to Taylor Hodel. Hodel is blocked, and this is the makeup call foul. And Katie Seiler is going to get called for her third. And Taylor Hodel is going to get herself to the free throw line. So now Seiler has 3. Michaela Poggle on the floor now for DC Everest, also playing with 3 fouls. And here is Taylor Hodel, first of 2 free throws, and she got it. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union, stepping to more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. One more free throw for Taylor. She can cut this lead down to 1 point. And she got them both. Taylor is 4 for 4 from the free throw line, 12 points. And it's 27-26. The Evergreens open on a 6-0 run. Inbound to Jasmine Sams. Breaks it on her own in the dribble. Pulls up. That's a wild shot out of control. Yeah, she needed to find a teammate there. She left it short, and the rebound comes to Haley Kroll. Evergreens can take the lead on this possession. Got the ball in a 1-point deficit. Molly Tice now over into the corner to Mackenzie Matthews. Goes back up high to Poggle. Down low to Taylor Hodel, who scores on the Evergreens lead. Evergreens on an 8-0 run, 28-20. They've read 28-27. And in the backcourt, stolen again. It's tied up. Tied up, and it's going to go to Walsall West. Evergreens could not imagine a better start to the second half. And Walsall West will take another timeout. They took a timeout when the Evergreens scored a quick 4, and now the Evergreens have gone on an 8-0 run to take a 1-point lead, 28-27. During this break, 6:31 to play. Let's take a 30-second timeout. It's Evergreens 28, Walsall West 27. Back in 30 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management. .com.
We are Blackhawks.
Back at the West Fieldhouse. So the Everest girls were trailing by 7 at halftime, and they've opened the second half on an 8-0 run to retake the lead. You bet turnabout, fair play. Off the timeout, Walsall West has the ball. They'll have to go the length of the court. and the Evergreens set up full court pressure again. Kira Kolbeck, now to Jasmine Sam, double-teamed in the backcourt. Now she passes to her teammate in the frontcourt. Kira Kolbeck fights through a double-team. Now a pass down low, spinning. Taylor Hodel, that was a clean block up front. And they're not going to call a foul, they're going to say jump ball. No, oh my. One of the officials indicated jump ball, and the other said foul on Taylor Hodel. It is Taylor Hodel's third. Keep an eye on that. And Kate Tyler will go to the free throw line for two free throws. And I think Taylor Hodel may be finding her way to the bench in a minute. First free throw is good, and that ties the game 28-28. Coach Matt Bullis is not making a substitution here. To make a mental note here, the coaching decision is to keep Taylor Hodel in with three personal fouls. We are early in the third quarter. And the second free throw is good. That's our sixth lead change tonight as Walsall West goes up 29-28. Nope, coach just had second thoughts. Taylor Hodel is going to take a seat. So the Evergreens' leading scorer picks up her third personal foul, is now on the bench. Evergreens have the ball, almost turned over in the backcourt. Molly Tice retrieves it, saves the possession. And Haley Kroll goes into the frontcourt. Now we've got a whistle, and the Evergreens take a timeout. Coach Matt Bullis wasn't clear if he was going to get that ball across the timeline in the required 10 seconds, and the Evergreens, to save the possession, are going to take their 30-second timeout here. Both of the coaches have been heavily involved in trying to coax their team into the win column here. This has very much been a coach's game. I mean, it's that way when both teams have good pieces to play with. Evergreens have a height advantage. Jasmine Sam's the best player on the floor. Evergreens have created some turnovers off the full court. There's been kind of a momentum flow here. The Evergreens have opened up this half on an 8-2 run. It's made for a very intriguing and fun-to-watch girls' basketball game. Evergreens Girls Basketball is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union and the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care with clinics in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill. Online at bonejoint.net. Walsall West settles into half-court man-to-man defense as the Evergreens have the ball off the timeout, and time is back in. Molly Tice dribbling. The Evergreens are keeping Taylor Hodel on the bench here with three fouls. Driving in, passes a little too long for Michaela Poggle and turned over. The first turnover of the half. And, you know, Coach Bullis was going to have one bit of advice for his team. Limit the turnovers. Evergreens turned it over too much in the first half. And there's their first of the second. And here comes Anna Brown into the front court. Ball's loose on the floor. Jasmine Sands, she had to have traveled there. No call. But the ball came loose and the Evergreens take it away. Molly Tice into the front court. Jasmine Sands was on the floor and was rolling. And the pass down low and up and in for Mackenzie Matthews. She's got four and a half, eight overall, and puts her team back up by one, 30-29. Walsall West with a long pass, breaks the pressure into the front court. Shot is a miss from Anna Brown. Offensive rebound, though, from Jasmine Sams, up and in. Jasmine Sams, that's her second rebound of the night. She has 15 points. West back up by one, seventh lead change. Evergreens in the front court, three ball from the baseline. No good for Mackenzie Matthews. Rebound to West, Kira Kolbeck. Walsall West is led by as many as seven, up by one now. There's a push off. That should be a foul against Jasmine Sams, and it is. Jasmine Sams sometimes, when she starts her move, extends her elbow, and that time it was called. Hannah Tipple did the sell job there also. You're always vulnerable to that call when you have the ball and when you extend your elbow. Jasmine Sams did it. Hannah Tipple staggered backwards, and the Evergreens here save possession off Walsall West. Oh, that's got to be the Evergreens ball. Let's see if the referee gets some help and gets that call straightened out. You know, if the referee, he's right in front of us, and ball was clearly out of bounds off West. And the referee calls it the other way. Ball is loose here. We've got a whistle. And we're going to have a foul against Walsall West. Well, foul against Everest. This outside referee is breaking down a little bit. Molly Tice has just been called for the foul. It's her first. They got possession wrong off the out-of-bounds play. And then a kind of tic-tac reach-in foul. So Walsall West, all right, we'll reset here with 4:40 to play in the quarter. And here is another foul against D.C. Everett on the inbound pass. Molly Tice has just been called for a second. Coach Bullis, who had been seated on the bench, is now up. He is up, though, encouraging his team. Didn't have anything to say to the ref as he went over to the scorer's table. And here comes Jasmine Sams with the ball. Hannah Tipple guarding her. Jasmine Sams to the baseline, thinking about the three with Kira Kolbeck. Instead, she drives in, traveling on Kolbeck as she tried to drive along the baseline. Turned over to D.C. Everest. The other official, though, with that call. 4:29 to play, third quarter. Evergreen's maybe a little frustrating here because it seems like two or three calls in a row have just gone against them. Mackenzie Matthews will come out and Haley Kroll will come back in. And off the Walsall West turnover, the Evergreens get the ball. West sets up full court defense. Evergreens with Molly Tice, they break it to Hannah Tipple into the front court. Tipple goes right by Jasmine Sands, still has her dribble in the corner. Goes up high now to Haley Kroll. Evergreens trailing by one, they have the ball. Here's Hannah Tipple to Kroll, and now over to Molly Tice. Evergreens have not hit a three in this game. They came out on an 8-0 run. They closed what was a 7-point deficit. Come back to take the lead. Now, thing a little bit too strong and missing is Molly Tice. Rebound, putback attempt, no good for Haley Kroll. Walsall West gets it. Jasmine Sams out of control, turns it back over, and the Evergreens take it back. Michaela Poggle. And, well, there was a push and a shove there, and that's a no-call because that trailed the play. Michaela Poggle and Kara Kolbeck just shoved each other, trailing the play, and there was no call. Evergreen's driving, got a whistle and a foul, and Hannah Tipple's going to the line. Three-man officiating crew, and no one saw that. And I don't see what instigated it, but the two players both had their hands on each other's chests and shoved each other back. And two free throws here for Hannah Tipple, and she makes the first to tie this ball game. Have no idea what that was all about. Whoa. And again, since it trailed the play, I don't think any of our three officials are aware of that. And to be honest with you, it should have been a double technical. Game is tied 31-31, and Hannah Tipple gets both of her free throws to give the Evergreens the lead 32-31. Evergreens full court pressure. Jasmine Sams has the ball. Pass almost tipped away. Tracked down by Jesse Wiskowski. And now into the front court for Walsall West, Raven Heckendorf. Heckendorf's got the ball and gives to Jasmine Sams. When West is in trouble, Jasmine always gets the ball. And more often than not, she bails her team out. Bounce pass over here to Lauren Conley, who's getting a few moments on the floor. Anna Brown picks up her dribble. Evergreens lead 32-31, 3:18 to play, third quarter. In a game that suddenly the intensity has just been ratcheted up here. Raven Heckendorf. Heckendorf pulls up her dribble, guarded very closely by Caitlin Schmall, who's getting some minutes here for the Evergreens. Bounce pass along the baseline, driving in, stripped, turned over. Michaela Poggle picks up the loose ball. Walsall West player tried to drive in traffic and lost control of the ball. Evergreens by one and possession. Here comes Haley Kroll. Over to Molly Tice. Tice driving, looking down low. That pass is knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Walsall West. Evergreens will inbound underneath their own basket. I get the feeling this game will go right down to the buzzer. This fourth quarter is going to be super competitive. 2:48 to play in the third. Evergreens to inbound underneath their own basket. They're hanging tough with Taylor Hodell on the bench. Inbounds pass goes to Caitlin Schmall, and she's fouled. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. Jesse Wiskowski is called for the foul. It is the third team foul. Jesse's first personal foul, and the Evergreens will inbound again underneath their own basket. So the Evergreens have not been hurt with Taylor Hodell on the bench. Taylor Hodell has just come back in, so she's on the floor with three personal fouls. So the Evergreens, this is kind of a move to try and put some distance between themselves and Walsall West. Taylor Hodell cannot pick up her fourth. There's a long three, and it's a miss from Mackenzie Matthews, out of bounds, and we've got a foul on Walsall West on a loose ball foul. In fact, they're going to say that Hannah Tipple was trying for a putback. This is going to be a shooting foul. And the foul is on Katie Seiler. Katie Seiler has just picked up her fourth. And Hannah Tipple will shoot a pair. She missed her first two, made her last two, and misses the first here. Katie Seiler comes out. freshman, Sarah Steinbutt, who picked up a quick two fouls when she was on the floor in the first half, comes back in. And Katie Seiler finds the bench with four personal fouls. Taylor Hodell is on the floor with three. She cannot pick up her fourth quickly here. Hannah Tipple's free throw. She got the second. So Hannah is 3 of 6 from the free throw line. Evergreen's lead, 33-31. Walsall West inbound. Full court pressure to Jasmine Sams on the dribble. Taylor Hodell was defending her, and Taylor Hodell backed off. Pass goes to Sarah Steinboss, who scores from close range. Taylor Hodell was smart there. She knew she could not pick up that foul and backed off defensively. Tie game, 33-33, into the front court. Here come the Evergreens. Mackenzie Matthews working around to Haley Kroll. Now to Hannah Tipple in the corner. Looking for Taylor Hodell down low, goes cross court. Mackenzie Matthews has her dribble. We'll go under 2 minutes to play. In the third quarter, Hannah Tipple got the ball. Evergreens working around and now driving in. Extra pass goes to Caitlin Small. Banks it in. Caitlin Small, that's a clutch basket. Evergreens back up, 35-33. Full court pressure again. Jasmine Sands with a couple of dribbles gives over to Kira Kolbeck. And now the Evergreens settle back into half court man-to-man. Kolbeck's got the ball, and she's guarded by Haley Kroll. Back to Jasmine Sams, and Hannah Tipple gets the matchup assignment. Jasmine spins, picks up her dribble. Oh, she traveled, and it wasn't called. Feet were shuffling there. She makes the extra pass. It's a miss by Kira Kolbeck. Falls loose on the floor. It's fished out by Anna Brown. Got a whistle. Anna Brown traveled. Turned over to DC Everett. And see if Walsall West wants a timeout here. They do not. So with 1:29 left in the quarter, Evergreens have a two-point lead. And they have possession. And Walsall West wants full court trap. Evergreens in the backcourt to Hannah Tipple. Cross court pass. And into the front court we go. Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews' pass is knocked away. It's loose on the floor. Going to go out of bounds. This should be Evergreens' ball. Nope. Goes over to West. You know what? Michaela Poggle tried to save that possession and didn't realize that it was going to be her team's ball anyway. And that's why it goes back over to West. So it counts as a turnover. And the Walsall West Warriors will have a chance to tie with a two or take the lead on a three. Inbounded to Jasmine Sams. Sams has only 2 points since halftime, 15 overall. Driving now is Lauren Conley. Conley has the ball poked away. This is loose in the backcourt. Out of bounds it goes. Right in front of our broadcast position. Official comes and picks it up. He's been doing a fine job tonight. One of our conference's best. Walsall West gets possession with 1:04 to play. Inbounds to Jasmine Sams. Sams is being guarded here by Caitlin Schmall. Yeah, the Evergreens have really switched off on who gets the tough assignment of defending Jasmine Sams. She still has her dribble. Set a pick. Long two, and she hits to tie the game. Just one step inside the three-point line for Jasmine Sams. 45 seconds left in the quarter, and it's 35-35. You bet this fourth quarter is going to be a nail-biter. Evergreens have the ball. See if they hold for one here. To Taylor Hodell at the foul line extended. Three-pointer coming from Mackenzie Matthews. Too strong off the back iron. Ball is loose. Jasmine Sams gets it. She's driving towards the basket. Taylor Hodell let her go by, not picking up the foul. And Jasmine Sams scores. Taylor Hodell was the one player who was back on defense for the Evergreens, and she knew she could not pick up her fourth foul. 37-35, 10 seconds left in the quarter. Evergreens have the ball. Now a long cross-court pass to Matthews to Hannah Tipple. 5 seconds left. Taylor Hodell down low, missed the bunny from close range, and that's where the quarter comes to an end. Boy, if Taylor Hodell was able to make that, you know what? We've got a foul that's been called here as time expires in the quarter, and it's going to be a foul against D.C. Everett on a loose ball miss after Taylor Hodell's shot. And Coach Matt Bullis is not with his team. He's out asking for an explanation at the scorer's table. It's going to be a non-shooting loose ball foul. And it's going to be against Haley Kroll. And that's where the quarter comes to an end. Walsall West has the lead, 37-35. And it's the Evergreens will have possession to start the fourth quarter. We're going to take only a 30-second break here, and we'll come back with the start of the fourth quarter next. West by 2, 37-35 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Oh! Accidents happen as quickly as one wrong step. Get your foot in the door faster at Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. You can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral needed. It's less expensive than an ER visit, and most insurance plans are accepted. Bone and Joint Walk-In Care. The right care, right away. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
Welcome back to the Walsall West Fieldhouse. Fourth quarter awaits with the Evergreens trailing by two. This has been a game of streaks. The Evergreens started the second half on an 8-0 run and a race to 7-point deficit. But since then, they've been outscored 10-7 by Walsall West, allowing the Warriors to retake this lead. And the game has become much more physical in this third, second half. Fourth quarter's underway. Hannah Tipple's got the ball. Tipple looks to drive in. Goes foul line extended. Pulls up too strong. And Walsall West gets the rebound. Freshman Sarah Soyenbus clears the boards. Right into the front court. Got a whistle. A foul. And free throws are coming up for Anna Brown. Brown plowed into one of the Everest players. It's going to be on Mackenzie Matthews here, I believe. It's her third. Matthews really was plowed into, but Matthews' feet were not set. And two free throws coming for Anna Brown, with her Warsaw West Warriors up by two. First free throw, no good. She'll get one more. Boys basketball follows tonight's girls game, and then on our Fox Sports triple header, we'll have Warsaw East against Merrill. That game's from the Merrill Fieldhouse. It's on tape delay. Second free throw from Anna Brown is good. Three-point lead for the Warriors, 38-35. Evergreens get the ball. You know, the team that puts together a run, if the Evergreens put together, say, another 8-0 run, they'll win this game. Hannah Tipple picks up her dribble, reach in, and it's going to be a jump ball call. Hannah Tipple was double-teamed as soon as she picked up her dribble, and she paid for it. And an alternating possession, it goes over to Walsall West. Evergreens trailing by three. This is dangerous. They don't want to see them fall behind by five or seven. Don't want to see someone have to dig out of a hole here. Jasmine Sams with the ball on the switch-off. Long three, and it's blocked. And there's a late loose ball foul, and this is going to be against Walsall West. Jasmine Sam's three was blocked there by Mackenzie Matthews, and now a loose ball foul is called against Anna Brown, who has just picked up her third. Now, wait a minute, a little bit of confusion. Yeah, that foul is on West. And it is on Brown. Actually, I have that as her second. And you know what? The officials are talking this over. Well, let's hope this call doesn't get changed. This should be Everest ball. We should have a foul there. And now a third official is calling over. Okay. The Evergreens must feel like a lot of these close calls have gone against them here. And now the officials are gathering. And both teams are going over to their bench. The call in real time is a loose ball foul against Walsall West. But the officials are chatting with this. And they are still yakking while both of these teams go over to their bench. If the call stands, the Evergreens will have possession with a three-point deficit. And now they are walking over to the scorer's table. The West fans, you know what, the Everest fans are going to go crazy if somehow this ball goes back to Walsall West. The Everest fans have been on these officials, too, because they've sensed that we've had a couple of breakdowns here. And now one official is at the scorer's table, and two are over in front of the Walsall West bench. Coach Matt Bullis makes his way over to the edge of the scorer's table, and let's see what we have here. It is going to stay D.C. Everest ball. And I guess the discussion is who the foul is on. This is taking entirely too long. And now the officials are looking out on the floor as if, who are we going to assess the foul to? The initial call was the foul on Anna Brown. No, they're going to call it. Okay, that's what they're going to do. They're going to change who the foul is on. It's on Sarah Soyenbos, and that's her third foul. And the Evergreens will have the ball, and they'll have to go the length of the court. 7:24 left in the ball game. And Walsall West leads 38-35. Yeah, this has been a long stoppage. All right, guys, let's play some basketball. Here we go. Finally, we are ready again. Evergreens inbound to Hannah Tipple in the backcourt. Hannah's got her dribble. They look to double team as she comes across the timeline, switches to the left hand, and now goes into the corner, threw it out of bounds. Ouch. She was looking for Mackenzie Matthews, and in fact, she threw it right to her coach. Matt Bullis caught it on the fly, and it's a turnover. Evergreens did a good job limiting their turnovers in the third quarter. They have to keep that up in the fourth. West with the ball, a three-point lead, and Jasmine Sams has it. Long cross-court pass, threw it out of bounds, turned it over. She was looking for Raven Heckendorf, and they were trying to set up a 3-4, and the pass was too tall. Goes back over to the Evergreens. Evergreens have to take advantage here. Only point in the fourth quarter, one free throw from Anna Brown. The Evergreens have gone a minute into this critical fourth quarter without scoring. Driving with the ball, almost picked from behind is Michaela Poggle. Down low goes now Michaela Poggle, thought about the three, kicking back out. Go down low here again. Poggle again, spinning, missing. Taylor Hodel, offensive rebound, missed the putback. Taylor Hodel tips it back out again, saves the possession for D.C. Everest. Two offensive rebounds for Taylor. Lining up the long threes, Mackenzie Matthews, and she hit. Ties us at 38-38. Clutch three from the right side. Jasmine Sams breaks the pressure on the dribble. Shiny new game, 38-38. 6:19 left in this one. And Jasmine Sams pulls it back out. Haley Kroll will guard her. Now goes over to her teammate Raven Heckendorf and sets a pick for her. Raven almost double dribbled there. Goes now over to Kira Kolbeck. Kolbeck looks to drive. Picked up her dribble. Goes back out to Jasmine Sams behind the three-point line. Jasmine looks to drive. And there's a touch foul against Haley Kroll. Wow. And again, Jasmine Sams drives with that arm extended. But they're going to say that Haley Kroll was moving. That's her first foul. Actually, it's her second. It is the sixth team foul against D.C. Everest. So Walsall West will be shooting free throws for the final 6 minutes of the game. They have trouble inbounding here. This should be 5 minutes, 5 seconds rather. Turned over on the inbounds pass. Taken away by Haley Kroll. Evergreens have the ball, but a travel called on Mackenzie Matthews turned right back over. 5:52 to play. That would be the concern if you're an Evergreens fan. After being very careful with the ball in the third quarter, that's their fifth turnover in the first 2.5 minutes of this fourth quarter. Jasmine Sams passed down low, that's knocked away, turned over by West. Turnovers are up for both teams. Molly Tice got in there and disrupted that pass. Tie game, Evergreens with the ball. Here's Haley Kroll, down low to Michaela Poggle, looking for Taylor Hodel, and Taylor Hodel is pushed from behind. Jasmine Sams is going to get called for her third foul here. And the Evergreens are going to be in the 1-1 here. So now both teams will be shooting free throws. Jasmine Sams third, and here comes Taylor Hodel, a perfect 4-for-4 from the free throw line. Front end of a 1-1 is good. Taylor helps herself to so many extra points when she hits the free throws. A second free throw would extend this Everest lead to 2 points. And here is Taylor Hodel's free throw attempt. Got them both. The big girl is 6-for-6 on the foul line. And the Evergreens are going to set up full court pressure with a 40-38 lead. In the backcourt, Katie Seiler. Seiler is in there with 4 fouls. Goes over to Kira Kolbeck, and we've got a foul. Foul against Walsall West. And that is on Mackenzie Matthews. She's picked up her 4th. Matthews with 4, Poggle with 4, and Taylor Hodel, to her credit, has played a long time with 3 and has not picked up that 4th foul. It's going to be a 1-1 here for Kira Kolbeck. If she gets them both, we'll have a tie game again. Ball is in play and a miss, and the free throw is no good. Rims out. Taylor Hodel with a rebound, and she's fouled. We'll walk down to the other end of the floor, and Taylor Hodel will get to shoot some more. Taylor Hodel's rebounds have been big in this game. And the foul is on, you know, I thought it was going to be on Seiler. No, it's on Anna Brown. That's only her 2nd. And here comes Taylor Hodel for the front end of a 1-1, looking to extend the 2-point lead. Ball is in play off a miss. Taylor Hodel's free throw is good. Taylor Hodel's free throws have been clutch. 7-for-7 from the line. See if Taylor can make it 8-for-8. She is playing with tremendous confidence. She got them both. Evergreens have a four-point lead, and Walsall West wants a timeout. 42-38 Evergreens with 5:24 to play. We're back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Have you heard the saying, if you're in a car accident, you're automatically 10% at fault? This is not true. It is not appropriate for an insurance adjuster to take that position. The final decision may have to be made by a judge or jury. However, you are not automatically at fault just for being there. If you're in an accident, clear up this and other misconceptions by contacting the law firm of Pulaski & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
We are Buckhorn!
I'm Chris Conley at the Walsall West Fieldhouse. The Evergreens open the second half on an 8-0 run, erasing a 7-point deficit. And to open the fourth quarter, they have outscored Walsall West 7-1 to retake the lead. They're up by 4, and Walsall West will have the ball off the timeout. Evergreens Girls Basketball, sponsored by Tulusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity, call for a free consultation. Country Fresh Meats, when it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. West will inbound. Have to go the length of the floor. Evergreens full court, man-to-man. Inbound to Katie Seiler. Evergreens with one player with two with four fouls, Mackenzie Matthews. And three each on Taylor Hodell and Michaela Poggle. Jesse Wiskowski has got the ball for West. And right now, Jasmine Sams on the weak side without the ball. See if they try and set her up. Raven Heckendorf looking for Jasmine Sams. Hannah Tipple is guarding her. Has to go back out. Jesse Wiskowski has her dribble. Guarded by Haley Kroll. Into the corner, Raven Heckendorf. West has only one three-pointer. And Evergreens have only one two. Now to Jasmine Sams. Got the pass down low. Taylor Hodell backed off. And Jasmine Sams missed. Ball is loose. Out of bounds to Walsall West. Taylor Hodell doesn't want to pick up that fourth, and that's like the third time now that she has backed off defensively to save herself from getting the foul. They were lucky there, but Jasmine Sams missed. Got the inbounds pass. Jasmine Sams, three-pointer from the baseline, no good. Offensive rebound for West. Wiskowski just had her pocket pick. Haley Cole took it away. Evergreens by four and with possession. Huge possession if the Evergreens want to put this one in the win column. Evergreens have Molly Tice with the ball. Almost lost it into the backcourt. Goes to Haley Kroll and now to Hannah Tipple. Tipple had some room to drive if she wanted to. They want to be deliberate here. Tipple going to run a set play for Taylor Hodell. Yeah, pass down to Taylor Hodell. Too wide. Taylor Hodell has a big wingspan, but not that wide. And the Evergreens turn it over. Chance to go up by six. Goes by the wayside. Ball goes back to West. Kira Kolbeck will inbound. West has to go the length, and the Evergreens with token full-court pressure. Back to Kira Kolbeck. Kolbeck just had the ball stolen, loose on the floor, jump ball, and it belongs to D.C. Everest. Tight defense there by Molly Tice, who created the turnover. Molly Tice may be the best defensive player on this D.C. Everest team. And Taylor Hodell gets a lot of blocks and rebounds, but Molly Tice, and sometimes Hannah Tipple, go in there and do the dirty work. Now pass goes down low. This is a good entry pass to Michaela Poggle. Second pass to Taylor Hodell. She scores. Hodell's got six in the fourth quarter. Evergreen's biggest lead of the game. And on the inbounds pass, whistle and a foul. This is going to go against Hannah Tipple. And I think you know who. Jasmine Sams is going to the free throw line. It's Hannah Tipple's fourth. No one's fouled out of this game, but the personal fouls are piling up. And Jasmine Sams gets a 1-1. She is 2-4 from the free throw line, but these are clutch, and she gets the first. Jasmine's first points of the fourth quarter. She'll get one more. On a make, she would trim the Walsall West deficit to 4 points. Sams takes a deep breath, and it rims out. Taylor Hodell with the rebound. Evergreens by 5, 44-39 into the front court. Taylor Hodell up high, now to Hannah Tipple. She was open for the three and passed it up. Boy, a three here would be huge. Driving, though, and passing up the long shot is Molly Tice. Extra pass down low. Extra pass to Michaela Poggle. Great teamwork there. And the Everest scoring is coming from all different places, and that's what's making the difference. 7-point lead now. Jasmine Sands for three, and she missed it. And an offensive rebound loose on the floor. Saving it and scoring it is Anna Brown. Wow, I mean, that was a bad shot selection there from Jasmine Sams. And her teammates kept that ball alive on the miss and still managed to get a two. And now driving along the baseline is Michaela Poggle. She's fouled. She's going to get to the free throw line for a one and one. It's going to be a non-shooting foul. And they'll call it a foul on the floor, so we'll have the one and one here. And Michaela Poggle, who has six, is about to get a very big free throw. Anna Brown has just been called for her third. You know, the complexion of this game could change if one of the key pieces fouls out for one of these teams. First free throw, the front end of a one and one is good. Shooter's bounce, too, hit the back of the rim and still went through the cylinder. A make here puts the D.C. Everest lead back up at seven, and that would be the tie, the Evergreen's biggest lead. It's a miss, and getting her own rebound, but stripped and turned back over. Michaela Poggle, for a moment, had her hands on the ball off the miss, but taken back by Katie Seiler. And now down low, shot is missed by Colbeck. Colbeck gets her own rebound, blocked, loose, jump ball. It will go to Walsall West. And on that tie-up, we'll go under 3 minutes to play in the ball game. 47-41, D.C. Everest. West has led by as many as seven. Evergreens have led by as many as seven. The lead is six now. Inbounds pass down low in traffic. Jump ball goes over to Evergreen. That ball was inbounded underneath the basket in a lot of traffic. And the Evergreens were able to get Mackenzie Matthews to reach in there and tie it up. And the Evergreens are subbing in. Hannah Tipple goes out. Michaela Poggle comes back in. So it's Poggle, Matthews, Kroll, Taylor Hodell, and Molly Tice on the floor. Molly Tice has the ball. Evergreens need to be careful with these possessions. Almost thrown out of bounds. Jasmine Sams was going for the steal. Was unable to keep it inbounds. Evergreens will inbound along the near sideline. About 20 feet away from the basket. Big possession. Mackenzie Matthews inbounds. On any kind of score, the Evergreens would have their biggest lead of the game. Molly Tice, ball is loose on the ground. Picked up. The Evergreens should go back out here. They're driving along the baseline. Baby 10-footer is short. A miss by Michaela Poggle with a rebound for Walsall West. Taken by Katie Sheeler. And now into Jasmine Sam's hand. She pulls up, looks for her teammate, goes down low to Anna Brown in traffic. Ball's loose. Walsall West retrieves. Kira Colbeck. 2.5 minutes to play. And Kira Colbeck has the ball. Looking for Jasmine Sam's on the pick. Drives, a lot of traffic. Made the extra pass. And Katie Seiler just scored. And the Evergreens, we've got a whistle. And you know what? One of the West players, Seiler, went down hard after the miss. And she's hurt. I think she rolled an ankle. She went down hard after her make. And she's still down on the floor. We've got an injury stoppage here. The basket cuts the Evergreens' lead to four. It's 47-43. I didn't see the injury. Seiler looked like she got the extra pass from Jasmine Sams and scored from close range. Maybe somebody stepped on her after she was moving away. I didn't see what caused this injury. All right, we have 2:14 to play. Evergreens 47, Walsall West 43. And while Katie Seiler is down on the floor for an injury timeout, let's take a one-minute break. Back in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the Katie Seiler very gingerly got to her feet with some help. Looks like she rolled an ankle. She has 7 points and is being tended to onto the bench. Not clear if she'll be able to return. on her basket, though, that trims the Everest lead to 4 points. Evergreens have the ball. Time is back in. 2:10 to play in the game. Clock is moving. Evergreens 47-43. To the weak side. Three ball coming here from Mackenzie Matthews. It's a miss. And West gets the rebound. Anna Brown. Not sure if the Evergreens needed that. Goes into Jasmine Sam's hands. Sam's, there's a hard pick that Hannah Tipple fought through, and Jasmine Sam's just hit a long two to cut this lead to 2 points. Pressure shifts back to the Evergreens now. They lead 47-45. Walsall West looks to trap with Hannah Tipple almost stolen. Molly Tice has the ball into the corner. Now swings back to Hannah Tipple. Down low to Mackenzie Matthews to Taylor Hodell underneath. Taylor Hodell had position, and she scored. They go to their leading score when they needed her most, and the Evergreens are back up by 4, 49-45. You got a whistle in the backcourt. Offensive foul against Jasmine Sams. Arm and elbow out, and it's been called against her. You know, Jasmine's got to adjust her game on whether that's being called or whether that soft push-off is being allowed. And in this game, it's not. Jasmine Sams picks up her fourth, and it's a critical turnover. And Jasmine Sams was called for that push-off earlier. Some referees will let you get away with that, and others won't. This crew has called that. This has been a tightly called game. Evergreens get the ball back, four-point lead. Almost run away in the corner, down low to Taylor Hodell again. Now into the corner. Thinking about the three was Haley Kroll, goes back out. 1:10 to play in the game, Evergreens by four. Evergreens now go over two. Michaela Poggle drives and scores! Michaela Poggle's got five in the fourth quarter, nine overall. 51-45 and under a minute to play. Walsall West now is in a deep hole. Jasmine Sams has the ball. Sams almost pushed off again. Three ball on a step back, no good. There's an offensive foul here. Loose ball foul is going to be called against Kira Kolbeck. She was over the back. And we're going to walk down to the other end, and the Evergreens are going to be shooting a 1-1. Only 48 seconds left in the game. Evergreens by six. And Molly Tice, who has not scored in this game, goes to the free throw line. You know what? This is a double bonus. Molly's going to be shooting two free throws. Making one of them is what's critical because it would make it a three-possession game. And indeed, it is a three-possession game. Lead goes back to seven on the make. 52-45, and you know what? The Evergreens girls, if they make their free throws down the stretch, are going to put this game into the win column. Molly Tice has one more free throw, and on a make, it would be the biggest lead of the game for either side. It is a miss. Jasmine Sams gets the rebound. Time's a-wasting. Evergreens are still up by seven. Here's a long three, and it's a hit. What a clutch three for Jesse Wiskowski, keeping Walsall West in the game, and West will take a timeout. The three cut a seven-point lead back down to four, 52-48. This is a full timeout. It is also Walsall West's last timeout. Let's take a 30-second break, back with the final 39 seconds. Evergreens will have the ball when we come back, and a 52-48 lead. Back in 30 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
Fox Sports Radio.
Back to the West Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Thomas. Here's our game situation. The Evergreens girls have the ball and a four-point lead with 39 seconds to play. It's 52-48. I would think Walsall West is going to initially play for the steal here instead of trying to... And the Evergreens inbound against full court pressure, and they inbound to Taylor Hodell. Hodell with that height advantage. Now into the front court. It's bounced over to Mackenzie Matthews. They double-team, and they reach in. They're going to put Matthews on the free-throw line with 34 seconds left. Mackenzie Matthews has not attempted a free throw in the game. Seven. She's got 11 points altogether. The foul is on Kira Kolbeck. It is her second. Evergreens by four and looking to widen. Mackenzie Matthews' first free throw rolls it in. free throw didn't look particularly pretty. Hit the front and the back rim before it went through the cylinder. Evergreens by five. One more will make it a six-point game. The clock is the Evergreens' friend now with 34 seconds left. On a make, Hannah Tipple will come back into the game, and it is a make. The Evergreens in the fourth quarter have been good from the free throw line, 8 of 10. And it's back to a six-point lead, 54 to 48. Again, West cannot stop the clock. No timeouts left. Evergreen set up full court pressure. Inbounds pass goes into Jesse Wieskoff. And we've got a whistle and a foul against D.C. Everest. And Hannah Tipple is just fouled out of the game. And it's a bad foul because it lets West cut into the lead with the clock stopped. And it was kind of a touch foul. West is not in the double bonus, so this is a 1-1 coming up here. Hannah Tipple's night is done. She fouls out with 5 points. It is Jasmine Sams who is going to be shooting the 1-1. Sams, who is usually a good free throw shooter, 3 of 6 tonight. Big players make big plays, though. This is the key free throw. She missed it. Ball is loose. Evergreens get the rebound. Michaela Poggle got it. And a long pass down court. And a miss from Matthews. Rebound. Score. And a foul. And that's going to do it. The Evergreens are going to win this game. Michaela Poggle got the offensive rebound. She got the putback. And she's fouled. She's going to go to the free throw line. And the Evergreens are going to defeat the Wausau West Warriors. The foul goes against Jesse Wieckowski. And this ball game now is going to be out of reach with just 25 seconds left to play. It's a miss on the free throw and an offensive rebound. Michaela Poggle followed her miss, and the Evergreens take a timeout. They've just widened their lead to 8 points. Biggest lead of the game, and they're going to have the ball with 23 seconds left. And the D.C. Everest Evergreens are going to come back from a seven-point deficit to get this done. Wausau West had won the last three meetings between these two teams. West hung two losses on D.C. Everest, both by double digits last year. And the Evergreens are going to turn the table tonight. D.C. Everest will improve to 5-0 in the conference, and they'll run their record to a very flashy 12-1 on the season. Evergreens basketball brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing for more than 80 years. Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all your hunting teams. A hunting needs during Baseman's fall blowout sale. Also sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union, you step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. You think Coach Matt Bullis is going to give us an interview after the game? I'm going to bring out the wide-angle lens. Coach is going to smile when he comes over here. Wausau West and D.C. Everest boys basketball to follow, and this game is going to be a tough act to follow. Wausau West will have to foul on the inbounds. The Evergreens get the ball after the timeout, and it's an 8-point lead. But I'll tell you now, the outcome of this game is no longer in doubt. Inbounds goes into Mackenzie Matthews, and she is fouled, and will walk down to the other end, and Mackenzie Matthews will be shooting free throws. This is the last 1-1. Double bonus after this. Only 22 seconds left. Evergreens up by 8. Make both of these, and it becomes a four-possession game. First free throw from Mackenzie Matthews. Good. One more. I see Taylor Hodell here. Played a long time with three personal fouls and never picked up her fourth, and she's the leading scorer for D.C. Everest. Mackenzie Matthews second. It's a miss, and Jasmine Sams gets the rebound. 20 seconds left in the game. Jasmine to the front court, straight on, long three, and she hit. They don't have a timeout, though. Clock continues to run on the Jasmine Sams make. Only 10 seconds left. Evergreens look to inbound. Double team in the corner. Got a whistle. Stepping out of bounds. It's turned over to Wausau West with 7 seconds left. And the Evergreens lead by 6, 57-51. And it's D.C. Everest that's going to take the timeout here. Just want to make sure. Remind your team, no fouls. You know, let them score. 7 seconds left. With under 5 seconds, the Evergreens wouldn't even have to inbound the ball. So really, if they play their cards right, there's no way the Evergreens lose this game at this point. Give Wausau West a lot of credit, though. Never say die. And these teams meet again in February at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. That will also be a boys and girls doubleheader. Will we have it here on Fox Sports Radio? Yep, I think so. the loss here, unless something unforeseen happens, will drop Walsall West to 6-5 overall. That's a deceptive record because Walsall West has played a very tough, a more difficult than DC Everest out-of-conference schedule. Walsall West gets the ball, six-point deficit, seven ticks left on the clock. They inbound underneath their own basket. Colbeck has trouble getting it in. Long inbounds pass to Raven Heckendorf. Long two is no good. Rebound underneath for Colbeck. Misses. Just 2 seconds left. Taylor Hodell with the rebound. Game over. The large D.C. Everest cheering section comes to its feet as the Evergreens are 6 points better than Walsall West tonight. Our final score, the D.C. Everest girls 57, Walsall West 51. Congratulations to the Evergreens. All alone in first place, improving to 5-0 in the Valley Conference. We'll recap our leading scores in between games. You bet we'll spend some time with Coach Matt Bullis, maybe a player or two also. Back after a four-minute break. Repeating our final score, D.C. Everest 57, Walsall West 51 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.